Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Outkick the Coverage podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
Last night, what an unbelievable mess of a presidential debate. Yesterday afternoon, or yesterday morning, I guess it was, news comes out about COVID-related issues in my hometown of Nashville with my hometown team of the Tennessee Titans. We'll talk about both of those issues as we roll through. In particular, the Titans. Three different players have tested positive for COVID, which is the biggest outbreak the NFL has had since really they returned to training camp and got rolling. And immediately there was a lot of panic, but we'll continue to track this story and see if there are going to be additional positive tests. If there are not, then it seems like the story is going to be the Tennessee Titans are going to play. Eventually, yesterday afternoon, the Titans announced three different players that had tested positive. They were defensive lineman Daquan Jones, long snapper Bo Brinkley, and a tight end on the practice squad named Tommy Hudson. They are the three guys that have tested positive so far on the team. If it is limited to those three, then it's going to be an intriguing storyline to see how this plays out because the Titans are not allowed to return to their facility until Saturday, which basically means if the Titans played on Sunday that they would have maybe a walkthrough on Saturday, maybe a little bit of a walkthrough on Sunday, and all of their other game prep for the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers would have to occur via remote camera work from everybody's homes. That seems pretty difficult to prepare for a team like the Steelers via Zoom. This also has impacted in some way the Minnesota Vikings since there was a fear that maybe there had been an exposure that occurred during the course of the game. But so far, no Vikings have tested positive, and it seems like they will be able to return to some sense of normalcy. The goal of the NFL appears to be to play this game as scheduled, either on Sunday or if they have to move it back to Monday. So that is the latest on, frankly, what you would have anticipated of an outbreak that would have occurred before now. The NFL will have to figure out exactly how this will be dealt with. The other possibility is adjusting bye weeks and changing some of the schedule and allowing the Titans to play later on week 7 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That would be allowed to say, this is the detail that I saw. They could easily set it up and play in week seven if the NFL moved the Steelers' week seven game against the Ravens into week eight when both teams have byes. That would be a pretty easy fit if they're not allowed to play this week. So that is what is going on in the universe of the NFL as we come closer to the NFL week four beginning tomorrow with not a great NFL game between two defeated teams. I say defeated teams because neither team has actually been able to win. And we get ready for NFL week four. We also had, as you just heard from Eddie Garcia, Major League Baseball underway. One of the big decisions I've got today, and I'm curious what you guys on the show think I should do. I have to decide whether or not to go pick up my fourth grader and get him out of school early so we can watch the Braves because their game is taking place at noon Eastern.
Yes,
he doesn't
do it.
Even know that I'm considering it. But I'm thinking about that. By the way, Broncos-Jets is the Thursday night game, which feels like almost the worst possible game. Do you guys think I'll go around the horn? Should I surprise him later today at like, you know, 11:30 Eastern, show up, pick him up from school without him knowing it so he can see my 10-year-old, my fourth grader, is a huge Braves fan. And that game will be taking place while he's at school. What do you think? What do you think, Danny G?
Hell yeah. One of my best memories from being a kid was when my mom picked me up from school to go to a Lakers parade when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah. For a championship
yes.
parade? You didn't know it was happening and she just showed up unexpectedly?
I mean, you know, obviously I watched the games with my family, but I didn't know she was going to come pull me out of school to go be a part of the parade. Yeah, that is one of the best things I think you can do as a parent is surprise your kid and pick him up from school.
Yeah, what about you, Dub? Was that a play I should make?
Dub is resetting his equipment. We'll go to him last.
Oh, well, that's good to know that everything has started to break. What about you, Eddie? Was it a good move to pull him out?
I mean, I'm not a parent, but as a kid, that would have been an awesome memory if my mom or dad would have done that. So I absolutely endorse that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it, maybe picking him up and having some food and just watching the game at home around lunchtime. And you're all in on that idea, Roberto?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Yeah, take him out. Or he will never forget it, especially, you know, getting out early from school to watch his favorite baseball team. Yes, definitely do it. Must.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be the plan, even if mom is not as big of a fan of that idea as dad is. So we'll see how that shakes out. All right. The other obviously big news that I think is kind of cascading everywhere is the presidential debate. And I was trying to think of a sporting analogy for the presidential debate. Like last night I watched it. I imagine a huge percentage of you listening watched at least some of it. And I was trying to analogize what it would be for a sporting event. And ultimately what I kind of got down with is it's like a UFC match between two fighters that you thought was really good. And they one of them just immediately wants to get on the ground. As soon as the round begins, it felt like Trump just grabbed him and dragged him around and they just grappled on the ground. And it was almost impossible to see what was actually going on. And maybe the other analogy would be if you want to go with a boxing match, it was like a boxing match where both guys keep hitting after the bell. And the official keeps like standing there trying to stop them from fighting and lecturing them and eventually just turns to the judges and says, take points off both scorecards. This is a total mess. Do you have a sporting analogy? Did you watch Danny G? And if so, is there a sporting analogy that comes to mind for what the debate looked like to you?
I did watch. I'm not sure if I have a sporting analogy, but what it reminded me of is back when I was helping to produce the Ben Maller show, he would get into these huge arguments with me and Coop about the Clippers and the Lakers. He swore up and down that the Clippers were not only going to get to the NBA Finals before the Lakers, that they would win a championship before the Lakers ever got another one. And the more we argued with him, the louder Ben would yell and he would speak over us. Coop would always tell him, Ben, just because you're yelling, it doesn't make you right. That's what it kind of reminded me of. And I will point out this. when Trump started talking about how he brought college football back.
Did you think he was going to mention me on the Big Ten line?
1,000% because he said, I brought college football back. Ohio loves me. The Big Ten. And he's like, me and he had to stop talking. It was one of the times where he had to stop talking. It felt like he got cut off right when he was about to either maybe thank the Big Ten commissioner or you. But I thought for sure he was going to say me and Clay Travis.
Can you imagine Twitter's reaction if I'd gotten name dropped during the presidential debate about the Big Ten coming back?
People would have lost their minds because the girl that I was watching it with, we were messaging back and forth, kind of doing play-by-play. She thought the same exact thing. I was like, oh, my God, I thought he was going to drop name drop Clay Travis right there. And she's like, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, my phone blew up during that course of that discussion because a bunch of people were texting me, oh, I thought you were about to get a name drop. I think it was probably the Big Ten commissioner, Kevin Warren, that he was thinking that he was going to name.
Yeah, either he couldn't think of Kevin's name right away or he just got interrupted.
Yeah, the whole thing was just, it was just such a crazy, ridiculous, absurd spectacle. And but that was the sports analogy. What about you, Eddie? What sports analogy would you make there?
Well, I got to be honest, I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch a single minute.
I didn't watch
it. What did you watch last night?
I was watching baseball, and then I was taking care of my wife, who almost broke her ankle, and she tripped and fell.
In the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good athletes there. So is the ankle broken?
I don't think so, but
yeah, it sounds like a Chargers fan, honestly.
She posted
a very Chargers fan move.
She posted something on Twitter, and they were like, even their fans are getting hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Dub, what about you? I think your technology is now working again.
I think so. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you're here. Yeah, we got you. What sports analogy? Did you watch the debate last night?
I sure did.
What sports analogy, if any, did you think of during the course of the debate?
I don't know. Two kids fighting at recess or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. What about you, Roberto? Did you watch?
No, I didn't watch either.
At all? Did you watch baseball instead or what did
you
watch?
Yeah, I was watching baseball.
Was that a calculated decision not to watch 1 minute on your part?
Yeah, I didn't feel like watching it at all.
Same thing with you, Eddie. Were you just like, I just have no interest whatsoever in watching this?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly isn't going to change my mind on who I'm voting for. I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind at this point. But, I get tuning in for the spectacle of it. I understand that.
I mean, I polled people last night and I said, I'll look at the latest. But I was like, what percentage of my audience was watching this debate? And the most watched debate of all time is 83 million people, I think, was one of the Trump-Clinton debates. And there's some debate, hey, will more people watch this one? Is there more interest? How exactly is it going to shake out? And let's see, did you watch 84% of my audience on social media, my Twitter feed, at Clay Travis, said they watched. So, I mean, that's a pretty massive percentage of people that actually watched. So I'm very confident that it's going to be the biggest audience watching anything on television since the Super Bowl. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, we can kind of factor in that that is going to end up happening. But again, the analogy I kind of thought of was a UFC fight. And you know how sometimes you want to see like two fighters really go at it and one of them just immediately goes to the ground and then they're grappling and they're rolling around and it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's going on. Trump wanted to get to the ground. Or if you take it outside of the world of sports in particular, it was like Trump wanted to get in the mud. You got two people walking and they start to get in a fight and the goal is automatically just to be in the mud, throwing things at each other. That's kind of what I thought of in the pigsty, just kind of rolling around in the mud. All right, so we have got a loaded show for you. Let me give you a little context on where we're going. Shannon Spake is going to join us next. Then in an hour two, we're going to be joined by John Morosi. Major League Baseball playoffs started last night. Today we've got loaded, I think, 8 different games going on today, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
8 different games going on potentially the day after, depending on how many teams are able. I think a lot of people are surprised, who are big baseball fans even. It's wild to have 16 teams in the playoff, but we're now in a best-of-3 series, which in Major League Baseball, if you're a fan of any team, think about how often it happens that your team wins or loses 2 out of 3 games in a series. I mean, that happens over the course of a season all the time. So you got to win two games or you are eliminated. Much at stake there. By the way, speaking of at stake, Danny G, have we heard anything at all from the Dodgers about this ongoing drama surrounding our cardboard cutouts?
Negative.
I mean, somebody at the, let's be honest here at this point, somebody at the Dodgers hates me beyond belief. Are you in agreement that that is the only possible solution at this point?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, right? For me to donate $1,000 to get our cardboard cutouts, initially the Dodgers are so excited about the idea of putting up cardboard cutouts of us, and then the entire franchise basically will refuse to respond to any of your emails, Danny G.
The only way the Dodger Charity Foundation can make this good is if we all tune in for the Dodgers Brewers and we are right behind home plate.
Which there's, I think, a 0% chance of this happening.
Yeah, probably.
Should I demand a refund to donate money to some other organization?
Yeah,
I don't think the Dodgers should get my money.
We could have bought a legacy brick at the new Vegas stadium.
Is that the same cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least that would be there forever and listeners could take a picture
of it. You get a replica of it too, sent home.
A legacy brick.
I mean, I don't know that a legacy brick is necessarily what I would dream of, but is there uniform agreement? I'm going to go around the horn here that somebody at the Dodgers hates me and that we should get a refund for my donation to the Dodgers in exchange for this for these cardboard cutouts. You agree with this, Danny G, beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Even the Dodgers director of public relations ignored the Clay Travis email.
I don't understand. I mean, just, I'm not one to brag or draw attention to myself. But even within the context of there's no way that the Dodgers can have that many people in media who have bigger audiences than me that are asking a very basic question. Like, this is an intentional ignoring of us because somebody in a position of power at the Dodgers hates me. And I don't know. I've never personally met, to my knowledge, anybody that has a position of power in the Dodgers organization. I don't think, I don't think I have ever met anybody. I've been to one Dodger game in the postseason. And I had a really good experience there. There were tons of OutKick fans that I met when I went to the Dodgers World Series game. I don't remember what game. Do you remember what game I went to? I think it was game three, something like that, back in the World Series. And I it's wild to me that they won't even respond to us. Dub, is there any doubt in your mind that somebody hates me? Should we get a refund here? I hate to take the money out of the kids' pockets here, but I'll just donate it somewhere else where they actually respect. I mean, I spent $1,000 with them. I'll just give that $1,000 to somebody else that actually respects the fact that I exist and that our show exists.
Well, there's no doubt. And I think if you had done this with, let's say, the Atlanta Braves.
It's a great example.
The Atlanta Braves,
I reached out. For people who don't know, the Atlanta Braves, I took my fourth grader for his birthday. You can't go into the stadium, obviously, but I booked a hotel room. I sent a message to the Atlanta Braves on social media because they have responded on Instagram to some of my tweets, some of my Instagram posts before. I said, hey, I'm coming down. My 9-year-old is turning 10. We're going to be staying at the hotel. Let me know if there's anything cool that we could do. Appreciate it, you know, and the Braves are big fans of OutKick. Somebody in the Braves organization gets back to me almost instantaneously, and my son got to be on the Jumbotron saying play ball, right? Instantaneously, within 24 hours, the Braves make that happen. Props to the Braves. I'm not saying that every team has people that love OutKick. A lot of them do. Obviously, some teams have people who hate OutKick. That's kind of the nature of being in the opinion business. I'm not going to, you know, cast aspersions on anybody. They're entitled to their right of opinion, just like everybody on this show is. But to not even respond to us over the course of basically, it's been like a month, hasn't it, Danny G, at least?
And this has been such a thorn in my side. And remember when the shortened season first began, I thought this was a great idea by you because it was the Friday of that week. Live on the air, you're like, you know what? I have a great idea. Why don't we have cardboard cutouts for Danny and Roberto? They're lifelong Dodgers fans.
Yeah. And I said, I'll make that happen too.
Yeah, exactly. And then once I dove into it and sent some emails and figured out how we could participate, then we got you a cutout as well. So the three of us would be prominently featured.
Nothing in the pictures is offensive.
No.
Like, there's nothing that we're wearing or doing or saying or something. Like, it's not like we sent offensive
photos. Your 5 o'clock shadow was slightly offensive in the photo. But
I'm not an attractive man. And neither, frankly, are you or Roberto. So I mean,
we all have faces for radio.
That we're not very good looking. But that was pretty much it.
At first, they were excited. So it had to have been somebody else in the Dodgers charity organization that got in the ear of the director and shut it down.
And said basically refused to respond to these people. It's crazy.
Saw your photo and was like, I hate that guy. Make sure no cameras see his ugly face.
And I don't really even mind that. I would just like to know who that person is and have them on the show and have them explain why they refuse to allow cardboard cutouts of us. Like, the Denver Broncos put cardboard cutouts of the entire South Park crew. Did you see that in their stadium? Which I thought was pretty funny because South Park is set in Colorado. Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of South Park, are big Colorado natives. They're huge Denver Bronco fans. And everybody thought that was funny. Like, it's not like you putting a cardboard cutout of someone in the stadium means that you agree with them on every single issue under the sun, right? It's a charitable event. So, Dub, I cut you off, but your position in general is somebody at the Dodgers hates me.
Absolutely.
Zero doubt. What about you, Eddie?
Yeah, I get this is for charity, but it was for charity in exchange for something being done for you that has not been done. So I absolutely think you're within your right to ask for your money back and put it somewhere else. So I don't know why they wouldn't have done this. I don't have any explanation why they wouldn't respond except for what you said. Somebody's got it out for you. Somebody doesn't like you, and so they don't want to do this.
Don't you think that person, if they had any actual balls, should also have to identify themselves and be like, hey, this is why we made the decision, instead of going totally silent? I don't presume that everybody has to like me. My mom thinks it's crazy because she thinks I'm the greatest person on the planet. My wife probably agrees with the Dodgers, kind of hates me part of the time too, so she's probably like, it's a smart move by the Dodgers. But I think they should at least have to come on the show and explain, right? I would love to have that conversation. And at minimum, they should have to respond to an email over the course of a month and explain what's going on. Do you think it's just somebody hates me, Roberto?
Yeah, the fact that they haven't responded through the email is ridiculous, man. And then the only other thing I can think of is that, Danny, you said that they said we were going to be put in behind the
spot, a prominent place. They said they promised, hey, we'll put you, oh, we're excited about this.
I'm thinking that the money came in and there was no more seats available there, and then they didn't know what to do with the donation, therefore they're not replying.
So you think they're
back
just backpedaling?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I think it would be an easy solution to be like, hey, we couldn't get you behind home plate, but we decided to put you at this funny location. Yeah. And the fact
also
that
they've switched out different celebrities and people
throughout
from behind home plate.
And also, we have a ton of listeners and a lot of people who are watching Dodger games. Like, nobody has seen our cutouts anywhere. I don't even think they're in the stadium.
No, I haven't seen them at all.
And Roberto watches every game.
Yeah, so
I mean, but I there's foul balls, there's home runs. Like,
somebody's trying to throw a blanket onto our shine.
I legitimately don't think we're there at all.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
We have got the most Major League Baseball playoff games of all time occurring today. 8 different playoff games. I believe I'm accurate in that respect, John Morosi. You'd know better than me, right? This is the most playoff games we've literally had in one day in the history of Major League Baseball, which is at least a positive to come out of 2020, which has been an unprecedented year. It's literally a first for Major League Baseball.
Well, good morning, Clay. You are absolutely right, my friend. This is the first day we've ever had 8 different playoff games happening in Major League Baseball, beginning at noon Eastern. With the first of them, it's going to be all-day baseball, very reminiscent of an NCAA tournament day. So this is the first year as well that we've really had a full bracket to describe your postseason field. That's been unique. So it really has been a unique way to begin the year. Certainly yesterday, some very exciting games. A show of force by the Yankees last night. But it really, I think overall, Clay, a good start to the playoffs. And I am excited for a lot of baseball to watch today.
All right, before we get into all these matchups, we've already had some results coming in from last night. What in the have you ever seen anything like the Twins losing 17 straight baseball games in the postseason? I mean, it's truly almost unfathomable simply from an odds perspective, because you have to be a good team to get to the postseason. So it's not talking about the team that's the worst in Major League Baseball losing 17 in a row, which would still be very difficult to do. We're talking about it occurring over the course of 16 years as well. This is remarkable.
It really is. And I was actually telling Danny G before the segment began, I was covering the game that began that streak. I was a young 22-year-old right out of college. I had a full head of hair back then, Clay. It was remarkable. I was a newspaper writer at the time for the Albany Times-Union, and I was there at 22 years old at Yankee Stadium, Game 2 of the 2004 American League Division Series. Ron Gardenhire was the manager of the Twins at the time. And actually, Minnesota had a lead late on the Yankees in Game 2. They had won Game 1. Jock Jones had a big game in Game 1, I remember. And in Game 2, they were supposed to win that game. They were leading late, and then the Yankees rallied against Joe Nathan. Hideki Matsui, I remember, had a big hit. Derek Jeter was involved there as well. And lo and behold, the Twins have not won a playoff game since I had a full head of hair and I was covering that series at Yankee Stadium in 2004. So a remarkable set of circumstances. And they've had some losses in that time that really they should have won. Some games where they were blown out by the Yankees, of course, their longtime nemesis. But that was a game yesterday against a team in Houston that finished the regular season, Clay, under 500 and tied late and in a bad throw by Polanco at shortstop, and then the predictable happened for all Twins fans. So I feel badly for my friends from the great state of Minnesota, but it has been a long, long, difficult journey for them to try to just win a game, let alone a series.
Three of the four home teams lost last night. Obviously, there is no home field advantage. That would suggest that it's really not going to be much at play at all. But Astros, White Sox, Rays, and Yankees all won. Do you think the teams that won game one of the series will all advance, or do you think one of these teams or more will come back and win two straight?
That's a great question. The Twins should win that series, Clay. They're the better team. Their pitching has been really good. They offensively just didn't really have that great of a day yesterday and missed some opportunities. I think the Twins find a way to win two in a row and win this series. As for the others, I think the Rays playing at home, very good team, very deep team. The Yankees, after really an incredible offensive display, it's hard to imagine them losing the series after what they did in game one. And then Oakland and the White Sox, Clay, that's an interesting matchup because the White Sox had stumbled so much down the stretch. I think the number was if they had won only two of their last eight games, they would have won the division. Instead, they only won one in the regular season. So they finished 1-7. If they had gone 2-6, they would have won the division. So all that disappointment, they fly all the way to the West Coast, where, of course, no Central Division team has played yet this year out west because of the schedule. They fly all the way out to Oakland, and then they look great. Giolito is perfect for six-plus innings, and the rest is history in game one. So I think that when the White Sox are on their game, like it appears they're on right now, they're a very dangerous team, and Oakland has their own long playoff drought of series wins as well. So it's a very interesting matchup there. I think now that the White Sox have won game one, I like their chances to win game two as well.
What do you think happens in the NL with game ones all going on, the four of them today?
Sure. So I think that, Clay, a lot of eyes right now on the Dodgers. They're beginning this playoff run as the presumptive favorite. They're my pick. They're a lot of people's pick. It's not the most imaginative pick, but they also just finished with the best winning percentage of any team in franchise history. I realize it's a 60-game season, but that's a legitimate mark, and they're a really great team with a deeper bullpen than they had, I think, last year. So, I mean, that to me is a huge difference for Dave Roberts. There's always going to be conversation about Clayton Kershaw when it comes to the playoffs and his feelings in the past. I actually think he's had some pretty good moments in the playoffs, too. It hasn't all been bad for Clayton Kershaw, but he's still chasing that World Series ring. I believe this is finally the year when the Dodgers get it, and in terms of the teams advancing to the first round of the NL, I've got the Dodgers meeting the Padres. I think the Padres will be a team that they play in the division series, which should be a great showdown of those two NL West teams. And then the others, I've got the Marlins beating the Cubs. I think the Marlins are the team that no one seems to know, but they have got a lot of young talent. Their pitching is very strong. I think they find a way to win that series. And then the Reds, as Joey Votto very eloquently said, a bleeping nightmare, I believe, is what Joey said about the team last week after they clinched. They're a very good team, and I agree with Joey. I think they find a way to win that first-round series.
All right, so in this series, for people out there who are listening to us and may not have been paying a lot of attention – So you've got a best of three, which will knock out half of the 16 teams. Those are all taking place in the higher seeded stadium, though without fans present. And then once you get down to eight, you have the NL going to Texas, and you have the AL headed out to California for bubbles. You would have a best out of five, right? And then you would have the ALCS and the NLCS as a best out of seven. Am I correct and in the way that I just laid that out?
Yes, Clay, exactly. So that's the format. And then the interesting part, among, I guess, many interesting parts about this season, is that there are no off days in the division series and the championship series, which I think really favors the teams that have a lot of depth, like the Dodgers, like the Rays. Those teams that have the pitching to handle that without baking in those off days where teams can rest their key starters, start them on short rest, whatever it might be. And we've seen teams like the Giants, you think about Madison Bumgarner 6 years ago, what they did with him, how often he pitched. That kind of approach probably doesn't work now because you just don't have enough days off. So that to me is going to really favor the teams that are the favorites, that have the really deep and excellent pitching, as opposed to the teams that can maybe upset you with one really great pitcher. There's just not going to be, in my judgment, enough days off for one pitcher to dominate a series that way. And there has been conversation. It's not official yet, but the commissioner has talked about wanting to potentially have fans for the championship series and the World Series. Unclear how many, unclear if that's actually going to happen in a formal setting, but that is something that baseball has talked about.
We're talking to our Major League Baseball insider, John Morosi. How much credit does Major League Baseball deserve, in your opinion, for getting through the season? So by the end of this week, we'll be down to eight teams. That means 22 teams will be done. Obviously, 14 teams have already been eliminated, so we don't have to worry about the testing and everything else. How exhilarated and excited do you think Rob Manfred is, especially with the way it started with the Marlins having an outbreak so early in the season, and then obviously the long ongoing issues that existed with the Cardinals, to basically get the entirety of the season in and be able to say, whew, we got through that, now we're into the postseason, we feel pretty good?
Well, it's an incredible achievement, Clay, and it's one that I believe is shared by the players and the owners and the executives. This was a very difficult year, as we know, for many different reasons, and it took some time, as you pointed out, with the Marlins and the Cardinals early, for baseball to really perfect maybe a strong word, but just sort of hone their response to whenever a positive COVID test happens. And it took a while, but they realized that it's basically a five-day shutdown, sometimes longer than that, to make sure that you're doing the best you can with contact tracing and isolating of people that have tested positive. And I really think that they set a pretty strong model for how to operate your league outside of a bubble. Of course, I think we've had the in-bubble examples of the NBA and the NHL, and baseball was out of the bubble and gathering a lot of information about the best practices. And I think that as each league begins the season, there's more information about how to handle things. And I think overall baseball, I think they've had 2 weeks in a row, Clay, without a player testing positive anywhere, without there being a fixed bubble. Now, I say a fixed bubble because the players have been behaving, and I've had execs tell me this, they've been behaving as if they've been in a bubble in terms of keeping things very simple: home, ballpark, home, and obviously not going out beyond that. You see masks at the stadiums. I actually, Friday, because I had flown the day before when I went to Minneapolis for the first time I had been on a plane since February, I had to take a COVID test just to enter the ballpark at Target Field in Minneapolis. So it was the protocols are there. They've done a very good job, I think, of surrounding this with a lot of very good science and knowledge from a medical perspective, and I think the MLB and the medical people at MLB and also the union and their people deserve a ton of credit here, because this was a very difficult task. A lot of people thought when the Marlins outbreak happened, Clay, that we wouldn't get to August, let alone October, and yet here we are. So I think it's been a shared achievement, and one that I hope helps MLB and the union work together on a lot of the difficult issues that will certainly exist, including as it relates to next year's schedule and how that's all going to go. So a lot of difficult days ahead, but I think, to your point, there's a lot of reasons to be grateful and very proud of the way things have gone so far.
You mentioned the idea of potentially there being fans present. What do we think that would look like, and how would they implement that so far as you can tell, potentially once they get to Texas? I guess maybe more so in Texas than California.
Right. Yeah, that's my understanding as well, Clay, that it would be Texas and not California. In terms of the exact percentages, I don't know, to be honest with you, in terms of how many people would be in the stadium. That's probably a question that will become a little clearer as we get a little bit closer. But I also think that whether it's the NFL or the European soccer leagues that you've seen open, there's a lot of procedures that are in place about sanitization and checking of fans as they enter the building to make sure that they don't have symptoms and temperature checks. I'm sure it's going to be a relatively small group in terms of the overall percentage of the stadium's capacity. But the commissioner has very importantly, Clay, been on record as saying he believes that it's important for us as a sport, and I say us because baseball's my sport that I'm around all the time, that it's important for us as a sport to get used to the notion of fans again and how to safely do it. Obviously with masks and social distancing and all those protocols, but that if you adhere to those protocols, that you can have fans again, and at least in small numbers. And so I think this is not, I don't think, Clay, this is not about, hey, we have to find a way to get huge amounts of revenue with fans for tickets for two rounds of playoffs. I think it's just as much about, hey, we're going to send the message that we're going to implement some protocols here at a brand new stadium in Arlington, Texas, where those two rounds would happen, that we believe we can do it safely, and it sends a very important message about how baseball hopes to get back to business in a more normal, not totally normal, but a more normal way in 2021.
All right, so let's dive into who you actually think is going to be in the World Series. You mentioned the Dodgers earlier coming out of the NL. Who is your AL representative?
So I've got the Yankees, Clay, winning the American League. I've got the Yankees winning. My pre-postseason prediction before the A's loss game one is that I would have the A's winning through the division series, meeting the Yankees in the ALCS, and the Yankees beating the A's in the ALCS, and then eventually the Dodgers meeting the Yankees in this colossal Dodgers-Yankees historic World Series, which would be won by the Dodgers in seven games there in Texas. And how about this, by the way? You think about the World Series being concluded there in Arlington, Texas. That's right near the hometown of Clayton Kershaw. So for the Dodgers to finally win it, if Clayton's finally going to win the World Series, it's going to be in his hometown, his true hometown, of course, where he played growing up baseball and football with Matthew Stafford. So it'd be kind of a cool story from a standpoint of the league and what Clayton has meant to baseball over the years as a Clemente Award winner as well and all he's done in community service. So it'd be quite a story, and I do think, Clay, that's what's going to happen. The Dodgers finally find a way to win the World Series.
All right, last question for you. Who are the MVPs? If you're voting, and you may well be voting, I'm not sure. We're talking to John Morosi, Major League Baseball insider for Fox Sports Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. Who are the MVPs other than everybody being able to get the actual season in on the field? Who are your MVPs?
Sure. So in the National League, to me, it's Freddie Freeman. For a while, I thought it was Tatis, but your son's going to be very happy to hear me say this, I trust. Freeman, to me, overall, his ability, I think, to carry that offense. They had some guys hurt at different times. The steady production, what he has meant to that lineup, playing as consistently as he did, of course, overcoming COVID early in the season. I think Freddie Freeman is the pick in the National League. To me, he's the best. He's the best player there. In the AL, Clay, this is like the one time that I've ever said I can't answer the question because I'm a voter, and therefore I'm duty bound to not reveal my vote. I promise you in November when it's announced, I will tell you my entire thought process, but this is one of those things where, and I'll be honest with you, I had like two different nights where I was grinding on the numbers. Of course, a lot of different great candidates, especially from the AL Central here around me, games that I've seen a lot, and it was like two nights where I had to like make a ballot, sleep on it, wake up, make a ballot, sleep on it. It was agonizing. So I've, by way of the voting regulations, can't tell you who I voted voted for, but I can tell you it was like a super exhaustive process that I feel good about the end, but it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get there.
Should I take, final question for you, should I go take my son out of school to be able to watch the Braves in the postseason because the game is taking place at 11 a.m. Central where we live here in Nashville, noon Eastern? It's the earliest game, and otherwise he misses it being at school.
Clay, that is a great parenting question. I would never tell you how to parent. Okay,
yes.
I would never make that suggestion. But I would say this: there are often, on times like this, those great permission notes that are written by MLB
yes.
teams to excuse. So I would think that that especially given the way that your son invested his heart and soul in this team during this very unique year, and how it's the Braves have helped him get through this summer where we didn't have sports, and now that you're in the playoffs, gosh, Clay, it sounds like that to me is a really good reason to watch the game, especially if he can find a way to write the essay afterward about what the experience has meant and how baseball fits into American life and the fabric of our country and our culture. I think that's a really good assignment for social studies. I would say that's a very good reason to miss school today.
Outstanding as always, John Morosi. 8 Major League Baseball games for the first time ever.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended install near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Wild and zany season of sports. We are set for the most Major League Baseball playoff games in the history of Major League Baseball. Eight of them are going to be underway today, beginning at noon Eastern, running all day long. We had four going on in the American League yesterday. Could potentially have some teams advancing to the final eight of Major League Baseball. Four teams will be headed to Texas. Four will be headed to California. The NL to Texas, the AL out to California. That is the latest there. We also have the NBA Finals beginning, the Lakers and the Heat. The Lakers are a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Heat. We'll see how all of that shakes out as that series begins. And we have a controversy in, an issue for the first time in the NFL with three different Tennessee Titan players having tested positive. The team has been removed from the facility, banned from the facility until Saturday. They are trying to prepare for their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, two of the seven undefeated teams going head-to-head. The debate happened last night. We'll have the biggest audience on television since anything, since the Super Bowl was played back in February, and this is officially the final day of September. We are in now to October tomorrow, which is always a busy sports month, but is now a busy sports month unlike any we have ever seen before. I put up a poll question just a few minutes ago, and I started off the show talking about this a bit. Not a surprise. But my fourth grader, who I've talked about on this show, I have three boys. I have a seventh grader, I have a fourth grader, and I have a kindergartner, 12, 10, and 6. My 10-year-old, just turned 10, is a huge Atlanta Braves fan. And so the Atlanta Braves are playing at noon. We all know how star-crossed their postseason history in baseball of late has been. Not as bad, by the way, as the Minnesota Twins, who have lost 17 games in a row, which is pretty unbelievable. But I asked the question, should I go get him out of school early today? Surprise him. He's not on social media, so he's not going to see this. Should I get him out early to be able to watch the Braves play at 11 a.m. our time against the Cincinnati Reds? Thousands of you weighing in early, and you are saying by a high margin that the answer is yes. Right now, 90% of you, 5,000 of you voted in the first 7 minutes here. Is there any doubt in your mind, Danny G? And if there is any doubt, what if mom is not 100% behind this idea? Does dad go ahead and risk the anger from mom? How do you assess this? You're not a married man, so I'm curious how you would analyze this.
I'm not, and so it won't surprise you to hear me say, who cares what mom thinks on this one? 100% take your son out of school for this. It is part of life experience. A lot of listeners, like me, our favorite subject in school was flag football.
Yes.
So when,
that's actually his favorite subject in school, too.
When mom or dad shows up at school unannounced and pulls you out to take you somewhere fun, that is going to be a memory for a lifetime. So 100%, I'm behind you doing this.
All right. What about you, Dub? What if mom is not a fan of the idea? How do you handle this? You are only 25. You are not married. You have no idea the battles of marriage to come. How would you assess this situation?
Well, first of all, before I answer, Clay, I've been 25 for like 2 years, I think.
Which how old are you now?
27.
All right. So when's your birthday?
September 3rd.
27? So you had a birthday and didn't mention it at all on air?
I don't think I worked on my birthday. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was passed out somewhere.
I'm like you, Clay. I don't want to draw any attention to myself.
Yeah, right. It's important to have some humility and follow the leader of the show and just, you know, kind of do your job. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't like say, hey, look at me. It's important. That's how you get ahead in life.
Absolutely. As for your question, though, I don't see anything wrong with maybe, you know, going behind the wife's back and heading back to Buffalo Wild Wings for another game day experience.
Oh, well, that's even more duplicitous, because in that scenario, not only would I be withdrawing him from school, I would be not bringing him home, and therefore she may not know.
And he's got to be part of the lie.
That is an intriguing question.
Unless she checks the bank statement there, right, and sees Buffalo Wild Wings there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah. What about you, Eddie Garcia? How would you assess this?
Well, isn't the old saying better to ask forgiveness than permission?
Well, but I've already asked and been told no.
Oh, really?
You didn't tell us this part.
I didn't know that. Oh, boy. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
You're going to disobey a direct order. Wow.
In fact, my phone just buzzed. I probably shouldn't have looked down. She said, I already said no. Why are you asking the world?
I didn't think
she would be listening.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I didn't think that she would be listening to the show.
I think the play here, Clay, is...
I hope she doesn't call in. X out all the phones.
I think the play here is, you know, honey, don't you want your son to be happy? This is about him, right?
That's a good point.
I don't think that works very well with moms.
What's the doghouse like when you get in there?
Live there. You know, it's spacious.
Well, if you're there all the time, then it's no big deal.
Yeah, then it's no big deal.
Okay, wait. Spin this for schoolwork. Why don't you have your son write an essay about the experience today?
Well,
afterwards,
that's fine. But my argument in all of this is, if your kid misses a day of fourth grade and it throws him into an uproar academically, he's screwed anyway. You might as well have fun with him while he's young.
It's a gateway drug, though.
That is dad logic for sure. If you miss a day of fourth grade and you're going to be in an uproar academically, your kid is in trouble for years and years to come. You might as well have fun with him while he's young. So that is my argument. I don't know that it necessarily is well received in general, that argument, but I do think there's some truth. Roberto, you don't have any kids.
No.
So you are married, but you don't have any kids. Roberto, you're the only other parent on the show.
Yeah.
But your daughter is young and not in kindergarten yet, right?
No, not yet.
So how would you handle this situation?
So it seems like she's kind of serious there. So it's like, you're going to be in a doghouse. Happy wife, happy life. You know how it says. And how severe is the punishment going to be? Is we going to have like no sex for a month? Or how's it?
Are you sleeping on the couch with your two cats?
That's the biggie, right?
The
weekend's almost here.
I am limiting my exposure to the cats. So
if you're on the couch,
their own room. They've taken over one of the bedrooms.
She should make you sleep in the cat room then.
No, I would die. I mean, I argued against getting the cats by using COVID as part of my argument, because I said to the boys, you know, the boys and my wife made a big argument about why we needed cats and everything else. And my argument was, well, we can't get the cats because what if I get COVID and I'm allergic to the cats? I'll die. And everybody's like, oh, asthma's a bad, you know, like, everybody's focused on the comorbidities. I think having the cats and getting COVID would probably kill me. So I tried to make that argument. It didn't work. I think they would rather have the cats now already than me. Like, I think the family might vote in favor of the cats, these Bengal cats that we have, over me to begin with.
So you haven't, like, really handled the kittens?
No,
you're
I don't
not
really want to touch
them.
I'm not interacting. We have the cats and I have no relationship.
So to you, they're basically a couple of spiders running around the house.
I mean, I would kill the spiders. So they're not spiders, but I think maybe I've picked up one of the cats once. That's the entirety of the interaction.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, yeah, this is now a challenging situation, because I really didn't expect that my wife was going to be paying attention to the radio show this morning. See, the challenge
You might be in trouble already.
I think I'm screwed in no matter what now.
Yeah.
It's been a while since Lara's been on the show, so I think we might need to speak to her this hour.
I don't think we need to do that. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think my wife has ever been on the show.
I thought she was the first year we were on.
Did she come on? I don't know. I thought
we did. Maybe it was just a message from her that we read, but she was involved the first year. But then she quickly got bored of you being on national radio.
Well, I mean, I think in general, somebody was asking me that question the other day, and that's why my assumption is she's not listening. How many people out there who are married, if your spouse was on the radio and had a public job in some way, if you were driving in the car, would want to hear your spouse when you're actually away from them? So I actually, like, if you're around somebody all day long, I think most people who are married would be like, the last thing I want to do is be in my car and listen to my husband or listen to my wife for more time than I already have to be around them. Right? So I assume most of the time that she is not listening. And so I can, you know, kind of say whatever I want, which is what I do anyway. But I should have just, I think the play here would have been to not say anything and not even mention the idea and then just go pull it off. This is a fraught with peril decision. All right, so 8 different baseball games going on for people waking up on the West Coast. For the LA crew, if you had to choose Lakers or Dodgers, which team would you rather have win a championship?
And I knew this question was going to be asked today.
They're both beginning the postseason run today. Dodgers game one this evening, going head-to-head against the Lakers game one. If you had to only be able to pick one, the Dodgers have not won a title since 1988, whatever it is, like 12 or 13 years since the Lakers have won one. Who would the city of Los Angeles vote for, and or who would you vote for, Danny G?
The easy answer is the Dodgers. The problem is, because of no fans in attendance, it's going to be really strange if the Dodgers finally win and the fans, famous for making Dodger Stadium what it is, can't be part of it with the team. Whereas with LeBron James and the Lakers, those narratives we've had to suffer through when he first signed with the Lakers, oh, he's not going there to win or really focus on basketball. He's going to be part of Hollywood and his production company and blah, blah, blah. And then with AD, it was, he's making a huge mistake. He's getting bad advice. He doesn't want to pair up with LeBron. What a huge mistake. They're not going to win anything. And LeBron is in the West now. He's not in the East. He's going to get a dose of reality. He doesn't have a path to the NBA Finals now. So if the Lakers can beat the Heat in the Finals, it'll be super sweet for all Lakers fans because of all the crap we've had to listen to over the past few years. And not to mention the Lakers struggled for, what, 6-7 seasons prior to getting LeBron since the last time they were in the NBA Finals. So the easy answer is the Dodgers, but honestly, it would be so sweet if the Lakers could pull this off.
So you're going Lakers over Dodgers?
Because
of COVID. So when the Dodgers don't win the title, it's your fault?
No, I would love to be in attendance at Dodger Stadium. Remember, you went to a World Series game, so did I. And had to suffer with those meltdowns, especially with the bullpen and some Dave Roberts decisions where he was like, I liked him in that spot there. So I don't know. It just sucks if the Dodgers finally win and the fans can't be there. That's the part that bothers me about the Dodgers right now.
Eddie Garcia, which side would you take in this debate? On behalf of the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is tough because, as you know, my longtime Fox Sports Radio nemesis here, Ben Maller, is a Laker hater.
Yes.
And a Dodger lover. So
you're just being an anti-fan now and rooting against his happiness.
Yeah, I would have to say I'd have to root for the Lakers against the Dodgers because I want him to be as miserable as possible.
You want him to be sad. So yeah, on behalf of the city of Los Angeles, you're taking the Lakers. What about you, Roberto?
Oh, this is easy for me, man. I was 20 when the Lakers won the titles. I've seen them win 5 times, celebrated 5 championships. I haven't seen the Dodgers win since 1988, man. And baseball is my favorite sport. I would go to Dodger game all the time. I had a season package for years, sitting in the left field pavilion. And I've seen him lose and lose playoff after playoff, seeing Kershaw suffer.
Starting
fights back in the day, getting kicked out of games. So hands down, for me, Dodgers all the way, man.
Do you think the city of Los Angeles would vote Dodgers? Like if there was an election and L.A. could vote, you think they would vote for a World Series title from the Dodgers over the Lakers?
Definitely. It's been too long. way too long.
Which one do you think will get more? They're going head to head, right? The Lakers and the Dodgers are both playing basically the same time.
Yeah, all of LA. We're going to have our iPads and TV screens on simultaneously. Having anxiety.
Which one do you think people in LA will watch more of?
I'm going to say Dodgers.
I feel like all of LA is going to have two screens on.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have two screens. But if you have to choose, you think people will watch Dodgers or Lakers more?
Well, I would say because it's game one of a three set with the Brewers.
Or it matters more the Dodger game does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because the Lakers could lose and still have, you're still going to have to win four regardless. Whereas
exactly.
If you lose game one in a three game series, the stress level gets ratcheted
up. Yeah, exactly. The playoffs in baseball, you're on pins and needles every single pitch.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the Dodgers.
I think also this is a unique day because there's eight different Major League Baseball games going on, but we've never had a three game series before in Major League Baseball's postseason. So the pressure of trying to win a three-game series, particularly if you win game one, you're like, oh, okay, we got this. We only have to split the next two, and the pressure gets ratcheted down to a large extent, although trying to win two out of three is still stressful. But if you win one out of three, then that is in and of itself really kind of an interesting decision. So I do think that's a.
Can you imagine Los Angeles if the Dodgers go out and lose the first game?
Oh my God. People are going to lose their minds.
Yes, definitely. So that's why I'm thinking the Dodgers, definitely everybody's going to be watching the Dodgers.
Same thing, by the way, with the Braves. It's like Minnesota right now where they've lost 17.
Well, the Dodgers right now are like the Braves were in the 90s, right? Well, at least the Braves got one World Series. The Dodgers haven't won anything.
Yeah, they haven't been able to get anything done.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
I believe my wife has called in, Danny G. Is that correct?
She is ready to tear you apart.
So we put up the poll question. I'm so nervous.
Well, you are sounding nervous.
I put up the poll question. Should I surprise my fourth grader and take him out of school early today to watch the Braves play since their game's at noon Eastern and he'd otherwise miss it? 25,000 of you have voted. 90% of you say yes. But I didn't mention that my wife doesn't like the idea. Now she's called in. Laura, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest. I didn't think that you were going to be listening to the radio in the morning, but I didn't mention that you disagreed with it. So I feel like I'm in trouble now.
Well, I think you are not considering the fact that we also already did this. Remember, we took him out early for his birthday to go down to Atlanta to watch the games. So I feel like we've already done this sort of big surprise. You're getting to watch the baseball game, and now to do it a second time, it's like just being spoiled.
Well,
you know,
I understand that argument. What I would say is we didn't know that there was going to be a game going on at 11 a.m., you know, that the Braves don't have a great post. Yeah.
Wait, so I'm going to be the moderator here. You had your 2 minutes. Now Clay gets his.
If the Braves lose this game, do they not play again at all for the rest of the season?
They have one more. They have to win two in a row if they lose this game. But the Braves never win in the postseason. So this is the game, right? They have to win today at noon Eastern or your 10-year-old's life is ruined. So this is a big game.
So if they don't live today, if they don't win today, they still play at least one more.
Yeah, but we don't know what time that game will be.
Well, I don't know. I also think, granted he's only in fourth grade, but his only job in life now is to go to school. So it's some.
But there is a strong argument here. If our son is going to.
If our this is like. In life of like, you don't just get to not do your personal responsibilities because there's something going on that you would like to do. I mean, we've already taken him.
Do you know who you're married to?
Exactly. Which is
one at a time here, guys.
So much harder. I have to work so much harder to bring balance into my children's life because you encourage them just to pretend the rules don't apply to them all the time. So it's even more important that he stays in school today. So he has that balance of like, well, sometimes mom and dad will take you out for a special occasion. You have to suck it up and just do your job, which for him is go to school.
I don't feel good about this. This is like, thank you for calling in. I knew this.
Tomorrow's
was
game is the same time also, so.
It's also at noon tomorrow? I think I'm going to take him out. I'm going to have to answer to it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!